This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I have a great show lined up for all our listeners today. We're going to be kicking off with the co-founder of PeakProsperity.com, Chris Martinson. We also will then drive down more into the gold sector in terms of stocks with Brent Cook, John Kaiser. We're also bringing back Trader's Corner with everybody's favorite Doc and Trader Vic. So to start off this show, kicking it off with Chris Martinson. Chris, it's been a little while since we had you back on the show, and let's start from a more high-level approach looking at what's going on news flow-wise. About 2-3 weeks ago, we had the Fed minutes come out and a bunch of Fed speakers over the last few weeks really talking up the potential of a rate hike, whether it's in June or in July, but they were pushing the timetable forward for a lot of investors and analysts out there. But on Friday, boy, did we ever see a very, very weak jobs number. I'm sure the Fed doesn't like that, but we also saw a huge reversal in the U.S. dollar, a nice pop in gold. Chris, let's first of all get your opinion on what was a pretty big curveball that was thrown by the jobs number to a bunch of the Fed officials.
Well, certainly, Corey. It's good to be back on with you and your listeners. Yeah, so the BLS reported 35,000 jobs instead of consensus 160,000 expected. So that was not too great. And as well, we saw a downward revision in the prior month, was 160,000, went down to 123,000. So this is a much weaker job report than people were expecting. But you're talking to somebody who believes that this is not a terribly believable report in the first place. We have to understand that a huge addition to the reported gains in employment are driven by something called the birth-death model, maybe a little wonky, but important to understand. And the BLS, instead of actually polling live places and saying, how many jobs did you add, they have a big modeled proportion, which, by the way, was four times as many jobs as were actually reported being added. So the birth-death model threw in a little over 120,000 jobs this month. It's been throwing in about that many jobs every month for a long time. And the surprising part about that, Corey, is that when you wander over to the Census Bureau and you look at their data on new business formation, we discover it's been in the negative territory for a long time, where births are outweighed by deaths in business formation. So it's hard to understand how a net loss of firms is creating a steady addition of jobs, but that's, you know, where we have those two numbers of from two government agencies in conflict. So what's a person to do with this? I think we just sort of have to wave our hands at the employment number and look at it through squinty eyes and say, well, it looks weaker than it was before. That's as far as I'm willing to go with it.
Well, it's interesting to see what came out of this jobs number. And I do agree with you that these numbers do seem to, well, way too often come in very close to projections and very close to what the Fed and I'm sure other political parties would like to see them come in. But the interesting aspect was the large number of people who dropped out of the workforce, which has been a continuing trend. But there was also this little bit of wage growth that came in as expected. It's been one of the narratives that we've been hearing recently, and that some people on our site have been touting, this stagflation environment. Where do you stand on that narrative, where we are seeing inflation in some aspects, but not across the board?
Well, we're seeing, generally speaking, we're seeing inflation in the things that you can't import across borders, and we're seeing generalized lack of inflation or even deflation in things you can import. So what can't you import across borders? Well, that would be healthcare. That would be tuition costs at colleges. things like that. Those have been climbing at a fairly steady clip. As we all know, the inflation numbers do not accurately capture people's actual inflation experiences in life. We know that when private firms go out and actually add up the costs of things that people tend to spend their money on, we find that the actual rate of inflation is 1, 2, 3 multiples higher than what we're being told by the government through the CPI number. Just one short example in that. The CPI, the Consumer Price Index, assumes that the weighting for healthcare in this country is 4.7% of the basket of goods that somebody would buy. So, but it happens to be 17.8% of GDP. So how is it that we would weight a basket of healthcare for inflation purposes at under 5%, but we would say that the total spend on that was closer to 18%? It's weird. So the reason for that, of course, is that healthcare is going up extraordinarily. We're seeing the Obamacare costs anywhere from a low of 10% to a high of 60% increases across certain networks in a lot of states that are asking for increases in health insurance premiums this year. Those are really driving inflation for a lot of people, making things very hard, and I think contributing to what we're seeing in the election cycle in the U.S. this year.
Well, I think that also contributes to the lack of consumer spending that we're seeing, and all these major retailers continue to struggle simply because people are getting more squeezed than I think some of the numbers would tell you. Chris, let's also look outside of the U.S. because, yes, the U.S. is struggling, but what about China? What about Europe? What's your take on those countries?
Well, China is just a disaster waiting to happen. We all know that. They had the most explosive growth in credit we've ever seen. It's simply not possible to have credit expand through a banking system that rapidly, even in a country with good checks and balances within it. China has no such good checks and balances. It's a very Wild West sort of a country with a lot of corruption and wheeling dealing that happens. So it's unthinkable to me that China managed to expand its credit by several multiples over the past number of years and in the trillions and trillions of dollars, and that all of those are good loans. Trust me, they're not all good loans. There was a lot of loans there that are going to go bad, are going to have to go bad. But things can persist in that hidden bad state for a long time. We need not look any further than, say, Greece. Typical poster child. Reading a couple weeks ago that out of 220 billion euros of loans in Greece, 119 billion euros of those are non-performing loans. That itself is several multiples of the total bank capital that exists in the system. On that basis alone, the Greek banking system is totally upside down, completely bankrupt, needs a gigantic bailout. Greece itself, there's no possible way it's ever going to be able to pay back its loans that exist to the IMF, to Germany, and to the ECB. There's no possible way, and yet here we are with that sort of limping along. So Europe, though, looks to me like it's really in basket case territory at this point, very low economic growth and huge imbalances that are just waiting to emerge again.
Well, one final point just about the corruption in China. I live in Vancouver, and a lot of people know about the housing bubble that is occurring here, as well as the foreign money that's coming in. And all you need to do is either walk around the mall, some of the high-end retailers in the middle of the day, or walk around some of the high-end hotels and look at these kids who are driving around these extraordinarily nice, extraordinarily expensive cars. I'm glad I'm not a car guy because I'm not very jealous when I see people driving around these fast cars. To me, I kind of like the SUV that my wife and I drive because it fits more stuff. But from the stories that I'm hearing is that some of these kids that are driving around these nice cars and buying these nice homes, they have pretty close ties to some of the people in power in China. And of course, this could all just be speculation, but there's no doubt that there's some pretty shady money flowing into Vancouver, and I'm sure many, many other countries. And that's why I think whenever you see points come out of China, you need to criticize those. Chris, we're going to be right back with you, grinding down into some more of your investment themes for the rest of 2016.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our conversation with Chris Martinson. Chris, we talked from a more high-level look at economies around the world last segment. Let's drive down into some of your investment themes that you're telling your members about this year, because it seems like investors all over the world are searching for any sort of yield, and when we have these boring markets as we have for the last couple weeks at least, and one could argue couple months, what are you thinking is maybe some of the safest plays and some of the plays where people can actually find some yield?
Wow, you're talking to Mr. Boring here, because full disclosure, I don't have that many market positions, but the ones I do right now, I am net short the U.S. equity markets at this point in time, and I plan to hold on to that position at least through October. I'm executing a sell in May and go away strategy here. That's not based on any rational decision based on what the market has been doing. It's been immensely immune to some of the worst news that I could imagine. But my view is that we're in the mother of all tops, because we're looking at the mother of all bubbles being placed into respiratory failure. I'm staying very far away from credit markets at this point in time. Everybody I'm talking to in the credit sphere says, wow, liquidity is absolutely not there in the credit space. And it's a really tight market in a lot of ways. And as well, we're seeing what I think, Corey, is a sign of a blow-off top. We're watching companies issue record amounts of debt in this last month. They just issued a record over, you know, nearly $250 billion worth worldwide. And we're doing that. And at the same time, we saw yields. We saw the spread between corporates and treasuries collapse by 55 basis points in that same time. So to me, when you see record issuance coming into just voracious appetite like that, it smells a little bit like part of the top. This could continue for a while longer, but this is insane. We now have corporate bonds trading with negative yields. I don't know what that means when people are willing to pay a company to lend it money, but it certainly doesn't feel like something where I'm confident that you've got a lot of upside left in those markets compared to the downside risk. So Mr. Boring here is short the markets and continuing to build a nice cash position. Of course, precious metals as my insurance policy against what I consider to be the inevitable day of reckoning, where we have a gigantic financial accident, makes 2008 look like a walk in the park. There will be some major capital destruction, but I am eyeing very carefully a lot of the resource sector in particular for areas where I will deploy my capital when the time comes, that and certain real estate. But I'm a hard assets guy. I'm really looking for productive assets. I'm not really trying to find ways to game the gig economy or the social space or any of the other stuff that I think we'll find were wonderful ideas, but maybe a bit faddish in terms of cash flow. So really, I'm focusing pretty heavily on the values that will be available in the oil space, but we're not there yet for me.
Just mind-boggling that people are willing to pay companies, as you said, money, to lend them money. You won't learn that in any textbook, or at least no. You better not learn that in any textbook. Chris, you mentioned one aspect of the oil patch. Let's talk about oil, because we've seen a nice run in oil, actually, tempting that $50 a barrel level. Seems like a lot of pundits feel like this has gotten a little ahead of itself, simply because we haven't seen any rebalancing on the supply and demand imbalance. Where do you think oil is going? Why do you think this will be a good place to have money later on?
Well, a lot of the price run down in oil and also the price run back up, we really have to understand the role of speculators and just how much money is sloshing in and around, as you said, looking for anything that looks like a yield, looks like a trend, looks like a momentum play. There's just, listen, courtesy of the central banks, we have trillions of dollars out there just desperately looking for something to do. So that explains at least some of the run and the volatility in oil. But from a supply-demand standpoint, the markets are still not fully balanced yet. There's still a little bit more supply than demand. The asterisk on that is we have to watch carefully if we're going to enter into this global economic slump, which a lot of data is indicating is here. If so, demand takes a hit. On the supply side, of course, we have to track things geopolitically or environmentally, given the fires up near Fort McMurray and the oil sands up there shutting in a lot of production. That certainly had a weighing effect, the Nigerian difficulties and violence having an effect on their output, Libya as well. On the other side of that, Iran coming back and dumping its supply in. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag right now. But the longer story, Corey, the one that makes me excited to say it's time to think about where I'm going to put my money back into this space, is that for the first time in 2016, we're going to see depletions of existing fields outstrip brand new production being brought online because of prior investments. So those investments haven't been made. 2014 was the beginning of that disaster. 2015, from an investing standpoint, a complete disaster. 2016 shaping up to be just as bad. To put this in context, in 2015, the world only found 2.8 billion barrels of new reserves, and we consumed over 31 billion barrels of existing reserves. So we're at less than 10% replacement last year. I think this year will be just as bad. You can't do that for too long without running into a severe future supply versus demand imbalance.
Wow, that is a huge imbalance between found and actually produced. Chris, do you think that we're in a situation where there are a lot of bad loans that have been made to oil companies, and now with this lower price, they're struggling just to stay afloat and cover any payments that are due?
Absolutely, particularly in the shale patch. Listen, I've built all the models myself lovingly out of Excel. It's a very simple set of models to run. Anybody who says that these companies can make money at 40 doesn't know how to do basic modeling. It's very simple calculations to run. The only way you can actually make these companies make money even at 50 is if you assume that the average amount of oil that's recoverable from a given well is around in the vicinity of 700,000 or 800,000 barrels. Most of these are on track to actually produce closer to 320,000, maybe 350,000, particularly in the Bakken play. So the numbers just don't work. These companies weren't making money at 100. They were hemorrhaging at 40. They're hemorrhaging slightly less at 50, but they're still bleeding out. And the prime reason is that these wells, Corey, they're 85% run out in just 3 years. So if you drilled it in 2014 at $10 million on the drill program because it was still pricey, by 2016, 17, mid-2017, you've lost 85% of the value of that well has already been produced. Those wells were only made sense when oil was 100. What we're seeing is capital destruction happening. Every barrel that's produced on existing wells, we're seeing capital destruction until we get to there's some wells that are going to begin to pay out in low 60s for some companies in some of the sweeter spots, but we really need 80, 90, 100 depending on which other spots and plays we're talking about.
In under 20 seconds, do you think we're going to get back to 80, 90, 100 anytime soon?
Don't know about the timing, but the answer is absolutely yes, no question. We have to get back to the marginal cost of production, and that's somewhere 80 or higher.
All right, there you have it. Chris Martinson, everybody go check out Chris's website, peakprosperity.com. Chris, thanks for spending the first two segments with us.
Corey, my pleasure.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines,
and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition. I hope everybody enjoyed the first two segments. We're going to switch focus a little bit, bringing on one of my favorite junior mining, junior exploration analysts, Brent Cook from Exploration Insights. Brent, we have a lot to cover. I want to talk about a couple of companies that I know you are following or have been following for a while, but they also seem to be stories that investors are paying attention to. The first one I want to start talking about is Colorado Resources. If people have followed the Colorado story, it was about 3, maybe 4 years ago that Colorado came out with a very nice drill hole up in northern BC. Unfortunately, this drill hole didn't turn out to be anything much larger than that one hole, and the stock dropped back down. But this year, especially in the last 2 months, the stock has gone through quite an appreciation from, let's say, around 6 cents the whole way up to just north of 30 cents. Can you explain to us why you like this Colorado story, please?
Well, I can. And I think, you know, the discovery they made, the rock discovery 3 or so years back, it's a small deposit. It turned out to be a small plug into a weak porphyry, so there wasn't much to it. And the stock dropped from, what, $1.60 to eventually 5 cents during the bear market. What has intrigued me about this company is the properties they picked up in the Golden Triangle. Up there where Pretium and Seabridge and the Eskay Creek deposit are all found, in the Snip deposit. So it's a very, very rich area. They've got 4 actual targets, if you will, on the KSM property. One of them is Enel, which is defined by over 1.5 square kilometers gold and soil anomaly, which is really, really large, with the soil getting up over a gram per ton in some of the samples. It's related to an intrusive, and the alteration system is extremely intense. It's large. Individual sampling up there gets you some high-grade gold numbers. Previous drilling on the wrong concept, I think, got some very high-grade intercepts. So it has all the ingredients we're looking for in an exploration project, and it's got size, it's got strength, it's got strong gold and related mineralization. It's in the right area, and it therefore offers the chance of a major discovery. I mean, the stock has gone from 5 cents to 35 cents this year. Still a market cap pre-financing of about $25 million. But if they can find what, you know, we're hoping that they can find what the indications suggest, there's still room to move on it. I don't see any urgency to buy it. There's something we're accumulating in the 35 cent range.
So just to be clear, the company is going through a financing right now, which I assume will fund it through this at least initial exploration program. Brent, when you're looking at a company like this that has picked up land in these hot districts, I would say, what the Golden Triangle is in BC, is this more of a get on board early so that even if one of the other competitor type of companies hits, it does even show more interest in the area and then money could even further flow into these properties that are beside these big exploration plays?
Well, maybe, but I think in the case of Colorado, what we're doing is getting in sort of early. Obviously, if we'd have bought back when nobody liked it or knew about it, it'd been better. But I think we're getting in sort of early on the anticipation of positive drill results. Now, the other way to play this is just as smart, I think, is wait until that discovery drill hole. If you understand what it means, buy in then. I'm sure you'll pay up some, but your risk is much reduced as well.
All right, Brent, let's switch focus into another company, a company that I know the management fairly well. They were the story of the PDAC, I think it was 2 years ago. This company is Mariana Resources. Their property is in Turkey, and another issue is they are listed on the AIM over in London. However, there are some developments with this property, and I know that the management keeps on talking about going to list on the TSX, I believe the venture. What's your take on this?
Mariana's got a major discovery. They're a 30% partner with a Turkish mega conglomerate, so they've got, you know, the right contacts and such, but they've only got 30%. I visited this about a year ago. It's, in my opinion, a gold-rich volcanogenic massive sulfide deposit. Drill results just put out last week suggest to me they may have found the heat source, if you will, of this sulfide mineralization. If we're correct, that opens up the opportunity for a replication of that deposit another 300 to 400 or 500 meters to the south. Right now, they've got a high-grade core of 1.5 million ounces grading 36 grams gold equivalent, within a total resource of about 3 million ounces at 13 grams gold equivalent. So this is a very, very rich deposit. It's open. It's clearly economic. And the bonus here is it's going to be trading on the Toronto Exchange probably sometime this summer. Until now, you can only buy it on AIM, which is a real hassle. Not a good place to buy and sell junior stocks like this. But once it moves over to Toronto, and I think they're rolling back as well, so they're going to roll back their share count, it may be a lot more appealing to the general public here in North America.
So coming out of Mariana, you're expecting some more drill results that further prove up or even make their property more high grade than it currently is.
I think there's a good shot they'll find additional deposits along this trend.
Okay. Very interesting. I know, as I said, this story was brought to a lot of people's attention at PDAC a couple years ago. Since then, I think the company has continued to expand their property, but the access to the AIM has, I think, held back a lot of other investors. Let's wrap it up talking about one more company, Brent, a bigger company, and that is Nevsun Resources with their approved combination or going through the combination with Reservoir Minerals. What attracts you to this story?
Well, they've got something like $400 million in the bank. Their deposit and mine in Eritrea, they built under budget and ahead of schedule. It's a very profitable deposit. Started off gold, got into some high-grade copper, and now it's moving into the primary copper. Next year, they should start producing zinc. So it's the timing is really good in terms of the metals. And then they've got additional discoveries on trend that are looking pretty darn good. They just released a drill hole on a new discovery this week, which was 31 meters of about 1.3% copper and 14% zinc. So they've got a new discovery. The mill, everything's been built there. And then they just acquired Reservoir Minerals, a stock that we held for a long time, with their very high-grade deposit in the reservoir. And they're able to be developing that underground deposit. So I think, yeah, you've got good operators that own and operate high-grade deposits that are going to be building a second very high-grade deposit in Serbia.
Now, just as a side comment that I think we need to make here, Brent, is everybody does need to be aware that Brent holds shares in, if not all, a number of these companies, and he discloses that fully in his newsletter. So please just know that you are getting some nice insights into what Brent writes about in his newsletter, Exploration Insights. I highly recommend going to check out that newsletter at explorationinsights.com. Brent, in about 30 seconds, can you tell us right now for this market, is it a stock picker's market? Is it a dive in head first, or is it a wait and hold period?
I think it's time to start accumulating over the summer, which I expect to be pretty dead. The best of the junior explorers, most of the good deposits have been acquired by the major mining companies, and I think the action is going to roll down into the exploration side of things. What you want to own is competent people with the cash and projects that offer the potential of a real discovery, as opposed to someone just recycling old dog projects.
All right, there you have it, Brent. I think that is a spot-on comment to wrap this up in. Thanks again for your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thanks, Corey.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. In this segment, we are going to continue our focus on the precious metals, but focus on them from a different aspect. I have on the line with me Jeff Christian, the managing partner at CPM Group. You will see CPM Group and the KE Report working more closely with each other in the upcoming months and hopefully years, trying to expand each other's services, simply because we think what the CPM Group offers to its retail clients and even its corporate clients is of value. Jeff, I always enjoy listening to your talks at the numerous different conferences that we attend. But on this segment, I want to focus on these gold and silver yearbooks that the CPM Group releases. They release them once a year. Let's first start off by focusing on the gold yearbook. This is more used as an introduction to people to the CPM Group to really see what you guys look at and focus on when it comes to gold specifically, correct?
Yeah, a lot of our clients are large corporations or governments or institutional investors. So a lot of our work is geared to more intense relationships. The gold, silver, and platinum yearbooks are like $160 each. They're subsidized by a number of companies spread across the industry, so producers, users, exchanges, depositories. It's a diverse field that help underwrite the cost of it. And each report, they're hardbound books. Each report's about 220, 230 pages long, and they provide an enormous amount of basic data and analysis on gold, silver, or platinum group metals, which give investors a very sober, non-opinionated supply-demand view of what the market is and what, you know, how much gold is actually trading in London, New York, Shanghai, and a variety of other details like that.
No, there is a wealth of information. I have both of these, the silver and gold yearbook, in front of me right now. Obviously, we can't get into all of the details that are within these books, but it's very much a top-down look at the market, is it not? You mentioned supply and demand, but there are a number of other different factors that the CPM Group looks at while assessing these markets each year.
Right. What we do in our market analysis, and it's true when we look at oil or vanadium as well as precious metals, is we marry a very intense top-down macroeconomic view. So we have a lot of work that we do on global and regional and national economic trends, financial market conditions, international currency market trends and conditions, and political events. And we have this top-down macro view that we marry to a bottom-up, you know, mine-by-mine, secondary supply, fabrication demand by country, investment demand in different countries and regions, a microeconomic view of the gold market or the silver market. So it's a very intense program. A lot of people have said, you know, we're much better at predicting the global economic outlook than we are at gold prices. But, you know, because gold and silver are really monetary and financial assets and they trade that way, you have to have a very firm understanding and view of where the global economy and global financial markets are going in order to get your gold and silver price projections right.
So I'd like to explore this international demand quickly with you, Jeff. First of all, I think we've seen fabrication demand for the precious metals drop. Demand out of China and India has been softer than in the last few years. But what's been recovering or helped the gold price is more the demand out of the ETFs in the Western world, more of this paper demand, people would say. What's your take or CPM's take on this this change in trends this year?
It's interesting because with fabrication demand accounts for much of the gold that's produced and refined and comes into the market every year. Goes off primarily into jewelry, but also electronics and dental and medical applications and things like that. But that's a very steady state type of thing. And yes, you know, we have seen over the last 15 years or so, ebb and flow. So there's been a decline, and then there was a big surge in fabrication demand, and as the price rose, fabrication demand fell again, and now with the price down, it's rising very anemically because the overall economy is very anemic. But the investment demand, which is maybe 20% of new supply, is much more dynamic. And you know, the investment markets are much larger than the gold and silver markets. So if investors decide even a little bit that they're interested in gold, it has a very high-powered effect on the gold price. And what we saw, you know, was from 2001 until 2011, 2012, you saw this very strong surge in investment demand. And it wasn't driven by supply-demand fundamentals in gold. It was driven by economic and financial and political concerns and problems and uncertainties and the stock market crash and the Great Recession and the quadrupling in oil prices and the global financial crisis and all of those other things were causing investors to say, I really should have more of my wealth in gold. Then they backed away 2013, 14, 15, because, you know, the world wasn't in a great shape, but it was not collapsing the way some of them had anticipated. And so they backed away, and when they backed away, the gold price backed off. So far this year, we've seen investors re-engaging on the long side in the gold market, purchasing more gold and more silver, and consequently the prices have risen sharply off of a very low base at the end of last year. Meanwhile, that rise in the prices is starting to have an effect on jewelry demand in India and China. Yeah.
So now, earlier this year, we've seen a couple of stories about how big money managers such as George Soros are taking positions in some of the largest mining companies in the world. Some of the bulls are hanging their hats on saying we need to be on board with this because the largest investors are starting to do this. I hesitate sometimes simply because these investors are so good at what they do. Their expertise is definitely on the buy side, but it's also on the sell side. And these guys can clear out of their positions really whenever they want. What's your feeling when you hear these stories of such people like Soros entering the gold sector again?
Well, it really varies from company to company and institution to institution. You know, we worked heavily with the Soros funds and quantum funds in the 1990s, and they did an excellent job back then in calling markets. A lot of the other funds are not necessarily as quantitatively and macroeconomically driven as they are. So you see some of the other funds that I won't name being much more trend followers. Gold price is rising, I'm going to be buying gold. As soon as I feel that the gold price is going to start falling, I'm going to get out. So I think you have to look at each company. You know, it is true. I mean, talk a little bit out of school. When Soros first retained CPM Group, they came to us and said, we think that we should be bullish on gold, but somebody told us to talk to you because you're bearish on gold. And we told them why we were bearish on gold and what factors we were looking to change before we would turn bullish. So they actually shorted gold for the first couple of years of our relationship, did very well on the short side. And then in late 1992, we said to them and to our other clients, we think that the gold market's kind of bottomed out. And if the trends that are now emerging in the global economy and global political system continue into 1993, as well as the fundamental trends, we will turn bullish on gold, you know, probably in early 1993. So they got out of their short position and they went long, and they made a tremendous amount of money on the long side. Part of that's, I guess, a matter of public history. So I'm not exactly speaking out of schools, and it was such a long time ago. So I think that what you're looking at with them and with some of the other institutions and family office experts that have come forth and said that they're buying gold, I think if you look, you have to look at each one, but a lot of these guys are macro-driven. They're very smart. They're very astute at looking at what's going on in the global economy, raising their concerns about long-term trends in the global economy, but not panicking and expecting a collapse of the monetary system as we know it, rather expecting further volatility across financial markets. And in that kind of environment, they're buying gold.
That all makes sense when you kind of simplify it in that term. Jeff, I think that what the CPM Group does, as I mentioned, I like how you take what I consider a level-headed approach. If anybody wants to get their hands on one of these yearbooks, you can email me directly at fleck@kereport.com. I can put you in touch with Jeff and his team. I think that these are useful books for investors to keep going back to from the top-down approach that CPM Group offers. Jeff, we're going to have you back on the show on a regular basis. I appreciate you wrapping up the first hour of the show.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.